It's Thunder and PT's second date update. It's sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Hey Nick, welcome to the show and welcome to Second Date Update.
Yeah, good morning, Nick.
How are you doing this morning?
Hey, great. Thanks for having me.
Sure, no problem. Tell us what is going on with Libby.
Yeah, so we went out with a few friends of ours last weekend, and we had a really great time. We had some food and some drinks, and we got to know each other.
So did you meet her through mutual friends?
Yeah, yeah, and that's who we were there with. It was just like, it was six of us together, so no pressure, you know?
So, oh, yeah, that's cool.
All right, so it was sort of like a group date, or what? And you had never met Libby before this hangout, this group hang, I guess.
Yeah, that's correct. But we ended up flirting with each other and talking to each other the whole time.
Cool.
And so, yeah, I called her a couple days later, but she hasn't gotten back to me.
So what was the vibe like, Nick, throughout the date with Libby? And I know it was all six of you there, but was there anything awkward or anything weird happen that night?
No. In fact, at the end of the night, she told me to call her.
Okay. Wow, good. Jeez. Okay.
And just to verify, too, Nick, like, you guys, it was definitely set up as a date with the friends of yours, right? Like, it wasn't just like a friend saying, like, hey, I'm going to go on a date with Libby, and then, like, some other friends are going to kind of tag along, right?
No, yeah, it was arranged. It was, you know, they thought it would be good for each other.
All right, so what do you think's going on?
I mean, something must have happened after that, because she's not calling me now.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's find out first.
The date ended.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, friends talk, Nick, so do you don't think there's anything about you that maybe one of the friends shared with her that might have scared her away?
Yeah, I mean, nothing that anybody else knows.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right, well,
you're an open book.
Let's keep that on the down low, what you little deep dark secrets, but tell us off the air. All right, here, coming up, we're going to play a quick song, Nick. Come back, see if we can't get Libby on the phone, get her to talk to us, and hopefully get some resolution here, hopefully get you to a second date with her. So I want you to hold on. We're going to come right back with the second half, second date update next here with Thunder and PT and the Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
We've been talking to Nick, who met Libby on a group date.
Yeah, that's correct. And that's who we were there with. It was just like, it was six of us together. But we ended up flirting with each other and talking to each other the whole time.
And at the end of the night, Libby told Nick to please call her, but she has not responded to any messages.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Libby, please?
Yeah, this is she. Who's this?
Thanks for answering, Libby, and good morning, and sorry to trouble you so early, and everything's fine. We're not calling and selling anything this morning. We're actually calling from a radio station, 102.9 The Wolf, and we co-host the morning show here. We're Thunder and PT.
Good morning, Libby.
Hi.
Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning. Am I really on the radio?
Well, yes. Yeah, you are. We're about to tell you that as well, and the reason we're calling is to ask you about a date that you recently went on with a gentleman named Nick. Do you remember him? Okay.
What exactly do you want to know?
So we do this thing called Second Date Update, and it's basically where somebody had a great first date and just hasn't been able to hear back from the other person.
And Nick is wondering why you haven't called him back, and he said you did have a really nice time hanging out together.
Yeah, we did, and, like, he's a nice guy, but when we all said our goodnights, we were all walking back to our cars, he pushed Joe, one of our friends, into some shrubs.
He pushed him?
Yeah.
What? Okay, but Joe is, like, a friend, so, like, he knew it was coming, or what?
I don't know. I mean, like, he is one of our friends, but I just saw him shove him into a bunch of bushes, and then he laughed.
And did he get hurt?
Oh, my God.
Oh, hang on.
Nick, that's why you haven't called me?
Okay, Nick, hold on. Libby, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
We talked to Nick here a couple of minutes ago on the radio. We had him hold on. I thought I had him on hold, but obviously, sorry about that. Libby, bear with us for a second. Nick, do you know what Libby's talking about? What is this all about?
Yeah, I mean, that's why, like, I just didn't want to know. So we were goofing around, right? He shoved me. And then so I lightly shoved him back, and then he tripped and fell into the bushes. He tripped. I didn't intend for him to end up there. It was an accident.
I mean, it looked very mean. Like, it wasn't funny, and he really could have gotten hurt.
Yeah, I promise you it wasn't mean. It was playful shoving.
Yeah, but you were laughing.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, we were having a good time. Trust me, I was laughing with him. We were all in good moods. Did you talk to Joe?
I have, and he's kind of tired of you guys acting like you're still in high school.
What? He did not say that.
Well, he did. I'm telling you he did. You asked me if I've spoken to him, and I have. And
okay, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm not calling you a liar. I believe you.
Okay, right. let me interrupt. And guys, listen, kind of he said, she said here. Libby, do you want to go out with Nick again? Are you comfortable with that explanation? Because it sounded like it might have just been, you know, guys. How old are you, Nick, by the way?
I'm 30.
You're 30. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, right. She does have a point. I mean, like, Joe does sound like, it's like, yeah, man, that sounds like a high school thing. Like, I would have thought that's like a couple of 16-year-olds would do something like that.
Well, you called Joe, or did you hear this from one of your friends, Libby, what Joe said?
No, I called him myself.
You called Joe because you were a little worried about him, and he wants Nick to stop acting like he's in high school.
Yeah.
So what are you, and Nick, hold on, we'll get back to you in a second. What are you feeling right now, Libby?
I'm a little bit torn. Like, I really don't do bullies, but I don't know. What do you guys think I should do? I don't know.
Nick, you're 30, right, you said?
Yeah, I'm 30. Well, I'm not a bully.
Well, and but, like, you're pushing your buddy.
Okay, you know. When do you think that's going to stop being funny, Nick? Like, when you're 40? Listen, I'm not your dad. I'm not trying, but I'm just saying. And Libby, maybe you can answer this. Was it playful or did it seem performative that he was, you know, pushing his friend, a grown man, shoving his buddy into the bushes like they were freshmen on a field trip?
There was nothing attractive about that.
Yeah.
To me.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's going to be, like, honestly, as you get older, like, I think that's going, you're going to hear that more and more, Nick, from women in general. Like, women are just going to say, grow up, man. Like, what are you doing? Like, you don't need to be childish. You can't see it that way, Nick.
You're just having fun. You're 30. Just push. Yeah, right. I get it. No, I understand. No. I'm not 30.
Pushed me, and then I pushed him back. We both laughed.
Oh,
whatever.
He pushed you?
Okay. Yeah, he pushed me first. Yeah. I pushed him back, and then he tripped like a dumbass.
Right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, listen. I think Libby, and I don't want to speak for you, Libby, but I think you can handle goofy. But what you can handle is a guy whose sense of humor still involves, you know, shoving each guys around when you're on a group date. I mean, at some point that just shuts down. And I think at 30, here, you wanted our advice, Libby. I'm going to say, when you grow up, give me a call.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that answer, Libby?
Yeah, that's what I was leaning towards.
Okay.
Especially when you talk to Joe, and Joe is kind of like, yeah, like, I think
I'm tired of it,
you
too.
Know, yeah.
But Joe's the one you said that pushed you. I'm not going to get into it. I don't care. I don't like Joe either.
But
I don't want you going out with Joe,
anybody,
Libby.
Like, just,
yeah. Just don't push it. Yeah. All right.
Knock it off.
Time to grow
Jesus,
up. Hey, listen. Like, Nick, it's a no. From Thunder and PT.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're going to play Libby's older brothers here. You say no, PT, or yes?
I say no.
You say no. We say no. I say no. Libby, what do you say? You get final answer on your future dating endeavors.
Yeah. I always wanted an older brother, so.
Yeah. You got it. All right. Yeah, well, there you go, Nick. Can he call you when he's like 50?
Yeah.
If I see that he's done some
matured
reflection, then maybe.
Okay, all right. There you go, Nick. You asked for it. You got it on
Second Date Update. More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on The Wolf.